Hey, welcome back to The Possibility Show. This is your host, Jovan, and I am a life design coach. So if you want to find out more about me, just go on to my website, jovanmedrano.com. All right, going back to this episode. So in this episode, we are going to be looking back at, you know, how season 2 has gone so far. I think it's important to pause and look back at what we have done and celebrate it, right? So how many of you celebrate wins, no matter how small those wins are? I think it's very important because psychologically, there has been a lot of studies that when we celebrate small wins, it makes us feel good. And when we feel good, it creates momentum in what we do. So especially if we have huge goals in life, we have big goals in life, and sometimes we forget about it because it's so big, right? And so looking back and celebrating those small wins is definitely very helpful. So yeah, that's what we're gonna do in this episode. Season 2 has been an amazing journey so far, and you know, I prepared for season 2 since last year. And I have a full list of guests that I wanted to have in the show. But of course, as we all know and we have all experienced COVID-19 and the pandemic and the lockdown as well. So, of course, I had some difficulties having to interview people as well. Because my preferred way of interviewing people is face-to-face. And I really love, you know, the in-person interaction, you know, the flow of energy between, you know, my guests and me having that conversation. Of course, that's totally different from having the interview in Zoom, right? So, but I'm still very grateful. One of the things that I'm very grateful for is that there were a few people who requested to guest in the show who were outside of my network. So that those were additional people that I am able to talk to and learn from, and at the same time share with all of you what they wanted to teach or what wanted to share with other people. And you know, we've learned a lot in this season 2 so far. We've talked a lot about business, about entrepreneurship, about, you know, spirituality, about happiness, about authenticity, how to work hard, and how to overcome fear. Remember that? And high performance, we've talked about a lot about self-love. So there were a few episodes that talked about self-love. I think self-love has become very significant, especially nowadays. And you know, we not just talking about whatever is happening outside, which is COVID-19, and all the other things happening in this year. You know, this year is like, wow. But talking about this age, you know, this specifically this era, I think our consciousness is starting to, a lot of people's consciousness is starting to wake up. And, you know, there's a lot of people who are causing that, you know, like Eckhart Tolle, even Oprah Winfrey, and Dr. Joe Dispenza, and a lot more, and so it has caused the awakening of consciousness of people, and people are starting to recognize the importance of themselves, you know, looking at themselves. So we talked a lot about that. Of course, we did talk about some finance stuff and, you know, trading. Of course, these are the people that are also in my network, and you know, trading is when I was trading before, trading is a very good personal development program, to be honest with you. You get to really reflect on yourself, and you get to see what are your flaws and how you can improve them as well. So that's amazing. But one of the things that when I look back, right, in with all the guests that I had for season 2, is that there were few categories or few types of people, and a lot of them were entrepreneurs, definitely, and then some were healers and coaches, And then some are speaker and trainers. And of course, some of them are traders, but they also have their own businesses, so I included them as entrepreneurs. And if I extend that further to season one, they also fall into the same categories. You know, there's only like one or two people that is really outside of that, you know, like Jay, where we talked about health and we talked about him running marathons, but we also did talk about life and spirituality as well because he's into that. And then Vivian, who was our main topic, was really about homeschooling, you know, homeschooling her kids. But at the same time, Vivian is also into spirituality and healing and all these things. What I can observe from that is that a lot of these guests that I've had on the show is a reflection of me as well, because that's who I am and that's who I want to be good at in the future as well. That's just fascinating for me, and I want to have that as a part of, you know, what I want to celebrate today, because I think it's somehow connected to law of attraction, who I attract into my life, and because of that I learn from them, and because of that I become a better person. If you look back at your life, right, what are those things that comes up? I think it's important to celebrate whatever you have done and accomplished, because it is something. Let's say, for example, to your career, you get retrenched. You know, a lot of people get retrenched during this time, and it's awful to be retrenched, right? It's awful. And I know, because in my career, when I was an engineer, I was retrenched twice. So I totally know the feeling, but it's not the end of the world. It's not at the end of the world. We can get over it, and we can, you know, come back from it. And don't take it too hard, because even though you got retrenched, you won't go back to zero. You have, you know, you have skills, you have knowledge, you have experience, you have the network. And so when we recognize and acknowledge all of that, and then I hope that will help you become more confident, because with all of those, you do have the resources moving forward, right? You do have the resources moving forward. So yeah, that's the amazing thing about us human beings, right? And it's our resourcefulness, and we've proven it time and time and again. And so if this podcast will help you recognize that and help you, you know, build that confidence or create more resources, or recognize, even just to recognize that you have more resources in you, in your life, then, you know, I've done my job. And that's the intention of this podcast episode. And so never give up. Look at all the things that you know, your skills, the people that you know, all the resources, because really, right, really, I remember this, and I've learned this early on, like many, many years ago from Anthony Robbins, is that it's really not about our resources, right? Like looking at it on the surface level, if you talk about those kind of resources, but it's about our resourcefulness. And if we can be really resourceful, then we'll definitely succeed in life, in whatever we want to do in life. So yeah, again, thank you very much for supporting the show. I really, really appreciate you being here, listening. And, you know, I just want to remind you that there's always a possibility. There's always a possibility. So always remember that. Always think about possibilities.